Clippers.
This is Denver.
Folks, we're gonna get started. Sorry for the delay. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call.
Mr. Connolly?
Present.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Franzi?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
The first item on the agenda is the public hearing for the open space grant application. Mr. Hill? I would just like to state that this was noticed in the September 25th edition of the Asbury Park Press.
Good evening. Basically, I just want to give a quick background about the Monmouth County Municipal Open Space Grant Program that is funded through the Monmouth County Board of Chosen Freeholders. Annually, they allocate up to $2 million for municipalities to apply for acquisition or development projects. We've been in former rounds with the county, and we have been successful in getting funds for various projects. The borough has proposed that we incorporate handicap accessible walkways from various points along the community center property along the beach area to satisfy accessibility issues to the beachfront. That's the project that we're proposing to go forward to the county. Scope of work will include minor, and when I say minor, very minor excavation so that the material that's put in, it's called a Moby mat type surface, lays flat, and actually the cost of the product. Those are really the only two costs associated with this. The intent of the project is to make connections from the existing walkways and entry points to the community center property that will enable barrier-free access to various points, particularly to get down to the beachfront. The material that we're talking about is a matting type system. And if we were in advance notice of having some weather issues, it can actually be rolled up as well. So it doesn't have to be a permanent structure. It's used. Sandy Hook has it. Some of the beaches down in, I think, Bradley Beach, Avon, they've installed this type of surfaces on oceanfront beaches, and it holds up very well. The estimated cost for this project is $65,500. That's for the material and the excavation and associated work. The borough would need to match, if we were successful, 50% of those funds. It is a 50-50 match program. There are no application fees for this. There are no design fees. The number that you see right there is the number that we would be shooting for if possible. If for any reason this project's not funded this year, it would be already on file for the 2012 funding year. That's it. Is there any questions?
Any questions on this, Mr. Hill? Seeing none. Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Mr. Hill, do we have to adopt any kind of resolution, take any formal action?
What's the next action you need?
We will need a resolution. If we don't do that this evening, we can do it on the 19th.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put it down for the October 19th meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Kayla. You're good for the 19th?
Okay, moving on to committee reports. The first report is finance.
Finance. Mr. Pfeffer, you're on the air.
Okay. I've done extensive work on the sewer budget in the last couple of weeks. I've got notice from Atlantic, from the Regional Sewerage Authority, that the budget amendment that they needed to put forward will cost us about approximately $93,000. That will create a situation where we will need to increase the rates in the budget. I want to go back, though, and talk a little bit historically what happened in the sewer. When we did raise the rates the last time, the goal was to generate about $200,000 in surplus. That worked. We got to where we wanted to be. However, this expense came out of nowhere. It had to do with labor issue, and it had to do with a bond issue where, I guess, the rates came in higher than they expected. His debt service was higher than they expected, and they amended their budget. Apparently, authorities work differently than municipalities. They have the right to do that, and they have the right to rebuild. So we're on the hook for approximately $93,000 more. We have some work we can do in the sewer to lower our deficit However, I think the council wants to move forward and still be in the situation to try to create this additional $200,000 in order to keep that budget in balance in the following year, and hopefully nothing comes out of the ordinary to affect that. We also do not know at this point in time where our 2012 rate is going to be.
Okay.
Our flow percentage apparently is up from the prior year, but they have not given us any numbers. I don't think they're done with their budget yet to know where they're going with their budget for 2012. So, I mean, I've done some projections. The safe bet is $20. The moderate bet is $10.
20 a quarter?
Yeah. The moderate is 10. My recommendation is that you go to the 20 to generate the extra surplus, because we don't know what's going to drive their rate to us, and their rate to us is over $1 million.
Right.
You know, which is substantially almost the entire budget.
Right.
So, you know, it unfortunately we would have been in a situation where we wanted to be had this additional charge not come through.
And that's because they're not really required to be in the same restraints we are.
Yeah, that we don't have that ability. If we have a problem, we can't rebuild.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So
you get one shot and you're done.
Right.
So another argument to dissolve the authority. That's just a surplus. Okay. Do you need us to do something tonight, or is that something at the coming?
I will contact Mr. Chaffaker to draft an ordinance. I guess, I don't know if you want to make a decision tonight on the rate, but
okay.
If you do, or he can contact you and we can go from there, but we need to do something to the rate.
Does anybody want to make that decision tonight? You want to wait till the
week?
Okay.
Have they given you sufficient backup that you understand where the $93,000 came from?
Backup enough. This was more of a legal nature.
Come on down.
And I've done the research, and they have the right to do what they're doing.
No, but why are they asking for $93,000?
Because they have a labor issue that they've resolved.
What is that labor issue? Do you know?
I'm not exactly sure.
It's not part of this lawsuit, is it?
No. I'm not sure if they had an employee who left, an employee who they had to do a payment to, that type of situation.
Do you know Rick?
Yeah, one of them left. The head guy left, but I don't recall it cost so much $93,000.
No, it's a combination of two factors, that and increased debt service. They budgeted X for proposed bond.
So they were wrong and it came in higher.
Came in higher than they budgeted for.
And we have no recourse legally. Okay.
Authority budget law is different than municipal budget.
Let's get the ordinance together, Mr. Halfake, when the five of us will talk about it in the next week or so and see where we feel comfortable.
Okay.
Any other good news?
That's it for right now, other than at some point we have to make a decision to move on the budget.
Okay. And I know you and the committee, and I believe that's Chris, and
who else is doing that?
Okay. Are working on it. So you guys be able to present something?
You and me.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, I know you guys have been going back and forth with the spreadsheets. And
right. Well, our spreadsheet, the only thing I'll update you on is that.
The increase of what?
The initial spreadsheet that we did, I don't think included. We started before the storm.
Correct.
Yeah. So
right.
How much did the storm cost us?
Well, I'm projecting now the storm's going to run at least $100,000.
And I know, folks, we already started the process of reapplying for that money from FEMA, but we still got to pay the bills. So.
Right.
What is the question? What's that, sir?
As far as this is concerned, in the future, is there any way to have any recourse?
Dissolve the sewer authority. We're in the process of doing that. That's okay.
The mayor's right.
Thank you, though, sir. Thanks for making me right, too. Anything else, Steve?
That's it.
Thank you. Chief, I believe you're up. Public safety, sir.
Public safety. First thing I'd like to announce is that we have been issuing press releases through HighlandsNJ.com for the police section. So please visit that and go online and see what we're releasing. We'd like to warn residents, especially parents, of an ongoing investigation we have about four separate overdoses we've had, specifically with a substance called K2, which is sold as a potpourri or an incense. People, what kids are doing, young adults, are taking the substance, and they're smoking. Okay, we've had four separate overdoses. We've been in touch with the Department of Community Affairs, the Prosecutor's Office, and the DBA about this already. So I would, if you have kids or you know you have nephews and nieces, find out what they're doing. If you see the stuff in their room, you know, I'll get rid of it anyway. It's a big thing right now. We've also been experiencing an increase in juvenile complaints in and around Huddy Park and the basketball court. A lot of complaints. They include complaints about disorderly conduct, ordinance violations, maintaining a nuisance, and so forth. A lot of these kids were involved with some of the K2 overdoses. There's some alcohol involved. There's some drugs involved with this group. If you have kids, or again, nieces or nephews or something, find out who they're hanging out with. I'm going to take the word for it, because it's getting to be a real problem. It's really affecting the quality of life of the people who live there and are frequenting the park and the basketball park. It's getting to a point where some of the younger kids don't even want to go there anymore, as we call them the teachers. So we are addressing this. We are coming to, we are waiting kids. If kids come home with a summons for something, give us a call or give us a call ahead of time. Know who they're hanging out with, because a lot of these people are actually adults that are going to do. Out of this group so far, well, several of the adults who are hanging out with them, we have residents for doing tests. Yes. That's why it's not legal for a juvenile to hang around with an adult. The problem is, I think half the parents have no idea who's there.
You got to know what's going on, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you have to know what's going on. You have to know where your kids are and who they're hanging out with. Don't just take the word for it, so they're going down the street to go to someone's house to play basketball.
What's this supposed to look like?
It looks kind of like potpourri. It looks like potpourri. It's sprayed with a chemical similar to THC and marijuana. The funny part is, oddly enough, it's packaged just like a dime bag of marijuana. And it's expensive to buy. Oddly enough, you know, the company knows what they're doing. But we've been in touch with the prosecutor's office.
Good.
And it's being worked on. Total calls for service, 639.
Chief, thank you.
Chief, your first part of the presentation about notices, say that again, please.
Oh, under the Highlands NJ website, that website, under the police section, there's a press release section under the police. We posted several warnings, a warning about the K2 we posted, and several other letters to residents in general. So
just about what's going on, briefings, basically.
Yeah, so if they could just check that every now and then, it might be helpful.
Is that section working, Tim, now?
That button, I think,
that
is still working.
Should be, yeah.
Fantastic.
And also, Chief, we're going to start working on the newsletter again. We sent out the email today, so if you have a section that you want to add on that or something informative.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's the curfew now?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
No. I thought it was dusk.
The park closes at dusk.
Correct.
But the curfew is the curfew's not a problem. The kids are in by 10 o'clock. It's that.
So what's happening if the dusk at the park?
Well, we have these problems in cycles. Every four or five years, we have a cycle when the kids come on.
And they'll probably get died down as it gets colder, and then I'm back up in the winter, in the summer, spring, whatever.
So at dusk, what do you do relative to Huddy Park?
They have to be out of all parks at dusk.
Skate park, all that.
Skate park.
There has been an officer down there. I've seen them, absolutely.
Okay. Across from the VFW.
I mean, most of the time they're standing right in the gazebo with the kids trying to shuffle them out.
I see George doing that. Yeah. Just coincidentally, I see George doing that.
Okay, thank you.
You guys lock the parks up.
The basketball, we can't lock Huddy Park up for veterans.
On the other two parks. That's where you said the complaints are coming from, right?
Like I said, the largest complaints are coming from the basketball courts, but they're gone. They're gone by dusk.
Or they go down the walkway to the other side of the rec. I mean,
or they hang out.
And that's pitch black.
They hang out by Huddy in front of the Welsh Farm.
Yep.
We move them along from there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Chief. Department of Public Works, who's on that? Tim?
Yeah, briefly, calls are still coming in handling storm and flood damage, contents, and brush. We are asking residents to be patient with us. We want to verify. We understand some folks are just having their insurance adjusters come by. We're still willing to help with the cleanup efforts, but at some point that will stop. Because sometimes the resident sees someone put something out that has called us, and they think they can put something out too. So We ask you to use your judgment. If you need additional bulk permit for bulk items that aren't storm related, you can come down and fill out a permit for that. We will honor that as well. They put the grass cutting back on the schedule. They were a little bit off schedule. They did complete bulk pickup schedule through September, which was there again, complicated by brush and other things that they were trying to keep up with, but bulk pickup was done throughout all four zones. Temporary laborers did enable us to continue cleanup efforts after the storm, and their assistance was greatly appreciated. Also of note, they provided equipment as requested for the annual Fishing Derby, Bike New York, and Oktoberfest events. I do have a note from Reggie that they did clean Jones's Creek prior to the storm, but that's going to be need to be done again, so we're working on scheduling that. That's about it at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Building and housing. Anybody have anything to
report on
that? Okay. I have a question for Tim. There was an issue you and I have been talking about with Dave Ricardo on the tree line up on East Square Manor. Apparently, Mr. Ricardo has referred it to Mr.
Yes.
Halfacre.
A letter was presented to Mr. Halfacre this evening from Mr. McConnell.
Can we? Do you see that as being a lengthy investigation, or can we have something back?
I was handed a package just at 6:50 this evening that I haven't even opened yet.
Okay.
So
by 10 o'clock?
Yeah. Before you leave Friday.
I'm only going one day. I will take a look at it and report back.
Thank you, sir.
Before the next meeting, if you give us a heads up if there's something that you could say or not say about it. It's been dragging on for a period, not related to you.
No, well, been dragging on for an hour and a half related to
No. You're not involved in that part of it.
No, I know. I will. I understand that it looks like it goes back to at least August for this go-around.
Correct.
Based on my glance.
Correct.
So I will have a memo back by the next meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hill, Parks and Rec, or Beck?
I'll defer to Mr. Hill, because I didn't see it. I didn't have
any. I'll keep it quick. We are setting up fall and winter programs, Kids on the Move, which is a program we've done in advance. The teen night schedule has been set up in cooperation with the Municipal Alliance, so we will be getting in touch with folks on that. Activities for senior and adult rec programs are moving along. We have made facility request uses to the schools for indoor basketball, indoor soccer, volleyball, and youth basketball league, which is annually held with the cooperation of both Highlands Elementary and Henry Hudson. Taekwondo is still in effect. 4-H programs and the Girl Scouts are up and running. In addition, there were 15 other groups and activities that were held throughout the month, not including the library activities that are regularly scheduled as well. We do want to remind residents we are doing a flu shot clinic Thursday, October 13th from 11 to 12 noon. It will be done in Patak Towers. Any non-Patak residents, we would request that you call the center to pre-register if possible, because then we can give the health department a heads up. The number of participants at the local clinics has really declined over the years for good reasons. There's a lot of flu shot opportunities out there, so we'll continue to offer this clinic locally, and it is for adults. There are payments or Medicare if you're covered, you can call the center for that info. The only other item is the annual beach sweep that's held in the fall will be held October 22nd at the Community Center Beach. We are looking for volunteers, so if you want to come down, help spruce up the beach prior to the winter, that's another endeavor that we're on. And the Halloween parade is set for October 31st. Generally, we do it in the afternoon before the kids go out crazily trick-or-treating. It'll be at 3:45 starting here, end at the Community Center, and then the kids go on their way.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. We're going to put it on the board about the beach sweep cleanup?
Yeah, beach sweep.
Slash cleanup, yeah. Appreciate it. Public relations. Anybody have anything on that?
Just about the newsletter. Just if I can, anybody has an article that they want in it, just to get it.
Well, obviously, pass that off around to all department heads and whatever. Okay. Thank you. Environmental shade tree, Mr. Franchi?
Just a quick one. With the storm, trees have come down. And these trees go between property to property, and I've gotten a request, and we have, and at this point we're unable. Well, we've gotten a request to for the tree commission to issue a letter that the tree is diseased, and then one insurance company will then pay for its removal. And at this point, from my point of view, I don't have the expertise to say at this point that a tree is diseased. If it comes down and there's a big hole in the middle, I have no problem saying that it's diseased. But at this point, if it looks like a healthy tree and it's fallen, at this point, I'm advising the residents that you will have to get your own experts to say that the tree is diseased to satisfy your own insurance requirements. And so it's come up in two instances this week. So I'm just kind of making that announcement. The town can't provide that service to private residents. I don't have that kind of training. I'm going to start trying to get it, but at this point, that's some time off. From the environmental, there's work ongoing at the SEEP on Bayside Drive, and work going on at the Dog House. They've done the interim pilot study of the sparge system, and at this point they're waiting for the Dog House to close, and they're going to do a tremendous amount of piping up on the what is now the Quick Check property.
I don't know if it's officially, but yeah whatever
it is.
They refer to it as
Quick Check.
That's fine.
And things are moving from that point of view. Exxon's been very, very cooperative to the town.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Francie. Administration, Mr. Hill?
Yeah, briefly, and I know we're all tired, or possibly, of hearing about FEMA, but a lot of our efforts this month have been with regards to FEMA and storm cleanup. We continue to assess and review and respond to storm-related inquiries from residents. I do want to commend the residents who have been very patient and understanding of what we're doing as a togetherness of the team, because it's not just one individual. So I do appreciate the residents who have been patient, understanding what we're trying to get to them, so that's a good thing. There was a meeting held today for further preparation, and our FEMA kickoff meeting is for municipal officials is being held tomorrow. So all of this is happening very quickly. We're going to be having some deadlines and some projects going forward, but I assure everyone here that we are working on those issues. Mr. Parker continues to forward updates to us. For residents, I believe there was an extension for private folks if you need to and haven't done so for FEMA. October 31st has now been the extended deadline. So if any private person thinks that they may have had some damage or issues, we encourage them to contact FEMA and follow through with that. Other than that, we've been, as Mr. Francie mentioned, working with Bayside Drive. We do have concerns, too, and it has been mentioned about our website. There's a link that's missing. There was equipment that was damaged to our website provider. They assure me that equipment will be repaired soon. It will take them some time to get all of our individual links back up, but I'm expecting to hear tomorrow that they did get the equipment in and put into place. That's not something that's on the borough property, but that's something that's being handled by the provider of the service. Other than that, we're just moving right along and keeping things in perspective here.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Library, I know Ms. Ryan's here.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm here, but there is no report. Okay. There's nothing new. Everything's great. We're moving along.
That's the best report we heard all night. Highlands Business Partnership. I didn't see Carla. Is anyone else here? No?
And she wasn't sure if she was going to make it.
Okay. Atlantic Highlands Regional Sewer Authority. Rick, I think you're getting to report, sir.
We're still moving forward with the lawsuit. It seems like it's hit a glitch. There's a special meeting set up for later next week.
I believe it's a week from tomorrow.
11th, and we'll go on and see what goes on from there. One thing I can't emphasize enough is the things you throw in the toilet. If you could resist throwing in, say, baby wipes and such as that, it really fouls up the pumps down at the pump plant and causes a lot of problems, causes a lot of cost to what's going on down here. So we certain things go in the toilet, certain things go in the garbage can, and if we could all abide by those rules, we'll be a lot better off.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. O'Neill. I think that's it for committee reports.
Yes, we're moving on to the consent agenda. Is there anything that the table would like to remove from the consent agenda?
I would like to remove R11-193.
Okay. Yep. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is the resolution canceling sewer charges.
Correct.
Okay, with the removal of R11-193.
Was everybody here on the to vote on the exec and the... Can we all vote?
Yes, I don't show up.
Okay, just making sure. I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second it.
Second by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Okay, let's go on to R11-193.
Okay. Mr. Connolly, you want to speak to that, sir?
Okay, that was the resolution and canceling the sewer charges. And actually, when we talked about it, and Mr. Heffaker gave us his advice, saying it was not a good precedent to set. And I remember my personal experience, by the way. I was knocked out of my house for 8 months by a landslide, same deal. And tell you the truth, from a very sympathetic point of view, I said, gee, it would have been great if I didn't have to pay my sewage, my sewage bill then. Obviously, I wasn't using it. Or even pay your taxes. You say, I can't even go to my house. Why should I have to pay taxes? But the fact of the matter is, when you buy into the sewer authority or into a town, your taxes aren't really for your exact use. It's for availability to them. If we could do something good to help people, I'm all for that. But I just don't think that this is the right way to do it. There could be lots of reasons and different reasons why parts of our property, the sewage, electricity, might not be usable in our homes because of some terrible disaster or... In the case of my case, I was gone for 8 months, but I still had to pay for that. And I guess I should, because when we buy into a town, you buy into the sewer system, you buy into the school system, you buy into the road system, and that's part of our responsibility, whether we can use it or not. So for that reason, I think this is it's not the right solution.
Anybody else want to weigh in on that? Or counter or vote?
Would someone like to offer this resolution?
Hey, I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, sir.
Strangely enough, I feel Mr. Conley's right about this.
Strange.
I'm thinking over the advice from the attorney and some other comments and some other things that I spoke to about. I think that it might not be the right thing to do in this situation, though I'd like to do it, and though I voted to do it. I think maybe it's not the right move to do it.
Anybody else?
I am also in agreement with them.
Okay. So, Chris, you have any?
Well, I mean, at this point, to ignore Mr. Heffaker's advice is to be, it just doesn't make sense. I don't know why we have people on board to give us advice and then ignore it. So.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we do it all the time.
Did you want, Carolyn, how should we?
So, is there anybody who's willing to make offer a motion to approve this?
I'll offer it because we said we were doing it and I'm not going to change it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan. Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of second.
Okay. What's up next?
Next item is Resolution R11-194, resolution appointing member to the Atlantic Highlands Regional Sewage Authority to fill the unexpired term of Mr. Urbanski, who has resigned.
And how long is that term for?
It's a 5-year term that expires February 1st, 2015. And this is governing body appointment.
I will offer the name of Chris Francie. He's asked me since we've been together up here. He's totally involved. I think he goes to every meeting. And anybody else asked me?
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I would take him anyway. That's not a lack of confidence.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Connolly?
Not a chest, yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Can I vote? Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mayor Nolan.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for offering your time.
I'll have you do a vote
tomorrow. Tonight. Or tomorrow. We'd like to get a vote.
We have an executive session meeting. I should say we. Chris has an executive session meeting next Thursday, or I believe it's next Thursday night, so it's imperative we had somebody on there from the governing body or, you know, that we agreed on, and Chris is well-versed in the background, so he has all my confidence.
Okay, the next item is the resolution R11-195, resolution appointing member to the Highlands Declaration Commission. This is also for the unexpired term of Mr. Urbanski.
I would like to make a motion to carry this to the first meeting in November because we really this just happened and we have a few people that I think approached at least some of us, if not all of us, and we'd like to sort that out in the next 30 days.
Okay, and you have their applications?
I have them. I think everybody else had them in their packet, and there's actually more people who I think that have approached us, and I've asked them to fill out apps.
Okay. So we'll carry it to the November.
Please. I believe it's the second, is it? Or?
Yes. The next item is Resolution R11196.
Borough Administrator.
Yes.
It's no secret, Mr. Hill has been the acting administrator. We're working out the legalese to keep his protection of what he's done for the borough as far as town capacity. We talked about this, and I think it's fair to say we all unanimously would like him to stay on in this capacity, and we hope to have it worked out legally by the first meeting in November. So I'd offer to carry that if we could. And do we have to do anything?
His appointment expires.
So tonight.
So you need to renew the appointment.
And I was going to read a resolution for you.
That's fine.
That wasn't provided to the public.
That's fine.
Resolution R11196, resolution reappointing interim borough administrator, whereas the borough council believes that there continues to be a need for an interim borough administrator while they are engaged in a search for a permanent borough administrator. And whereas the borough council has determined that Tim Hill is qualified for the position of interim borough administrator and will be able to perform the duties of the administrator while also continuing to supervise the duties of his current position. Whereas the search for a permanent replacement continues, as does the need for an interim borough administrator, and the initial interim appointment expires. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Tim Hill is hereby reappointed interim borough administrator and will serve in that capacity with additional pay in the amount of $150 per week from October 5th until midnight on November 2nd, 2011, at which time this appointment will expire if not extended by the council.
Folks, the dollar amount and everything else is the same agreement we've had in place since, I think it was April, right, Mike?
Okay.
With that, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan. Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Other business?
Moving on to cat license removal discussion. I believe Councilman Francie would like to table this indefinitely.
Correct.
Offered by Mr. Francie.
I got an email.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. All in favor?
Can we have a discussion?
Yeah.
I didn't put it up there, but I mean, I want to get. I mean, I know Kevin said that. Do you want?
Can we discuss that we're happy it's table?
Yeah.
We're happy it's
table. Fine. All in favor? Aye. Yay.
No one opposed.
Whatever you want to do.
Moving on to original oyster change of corporate structure liquor license. We finally got a letter of approval from Chief Blewett.
Well, let's stress that's not on Chief's finally on his part. I don't want to vilify anybody, but
provided the required documents.
Perfect. So, are we okay down there, Chief?
Chief, do you want to make a comment on the idea of?
I believe he wishes to pursue charges, though.
Yes.
That's a separate issue from the approval of a transfer.
Okay.
So, with regard to the corporate structure change, a resolution is not required. I'm looking for a motion to authorize me to send a letter to the ABC stating that we have no objection to this.
For the record, the Chief, you are okay with this part of it?
Yes.
Okay, I will offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Okay. Do we want to discuss Chief Lewis' issue now?
No.
I think we'll do that. Chief, can we do it at the executive session of another meeting?
That's a law enforcement issue. That's not something to do with us.
It's
not for you guys to discuss in any event. The Chief does that in the usual course of his
whatever life. You have to do, Chief. You know. Okay, next.
Funding for finance computer software.
Steve, you want to? I know this is something you talked about.
Yes. As you're aware, the person who handled our computer software passed away suddenly a while back. And I have researched, new software for the borough, and Edmonds and Associates was my pick, and I had sent all the documentation and all the references out to everyone, and I think everyone was pretty much in agreement that they are the majority, by far the majority player in the state of New Jersey for municipalities. Originally, I had asked for a quote for just the finance package, came to about $17,000. However, Councilman Francie asked me to look into what it would cost and what kind of discount we might get if we extended it to the sewer system and to the taxes. But when I obtained that, the original price was $49,185, and they gave us a $5,000 discount. We could do all three systems
for $44,185. The maintenance, the yearly maintenance, is pretty similar to what we were paying. It's a combination. We have two different software providers, one for the water sewer tax and one for finance. The combination is about the same. So my recommendation at the time still is obviously that we move forward. The issue was, how are we going to pay for it? And there's two choices, basically. One is to go through the budget. It would go into the capital section of the budget. It would have no impact on any of the caps. The second choice is to do a bond ordinance to pay for it and finance it over 5 years.
Okay. Any discussion at the table?
Would you think it's easier to finance it?
Well, I agree. First off, I agree with Mr. Francis about changing all three systems.
I don't mean that. I'm just asking how to pay.
Dollars and cents, what is your recommendation?
It's too small of a number on its own to finance.
Okay.
All right. If we had other things we were throwing into the mix, if we're going to go for a bond ordinance for something else or a group of other items, then I would say that's fine. And we possibly are almost in that position. So, I mean, you wouldn't finance $44,000 by yourself, but if you had $2 million or $1 million of bonds, you were going to issue anyway. You could throw that in, and you know, that would be no big deal. We have several projects that will be coming to a conclusion in the near future that whatever the grants don't pay for, we're going to have to issue bonds for at some point.
Okay.
If we do it the bonding way, we're outside of the budget. We'll have no impact on the 2012 budget, which, you know, obviously the budget's distressed at this point. You may want to take that route. We can throw it in with the other items that we're going to be going out for at the point that the road construction is finished.
So do you have to hold off on purchasing it?
No. We do a bond ordinance now.
All right.
And the financing will be included in the next round of financing that we do with everything else that we have out there.
Is that your recommendation, Steve?
I think so, given the current situation. I need authorization from the council to draft the ordinance.
Discussion at the table?
I'm asking you to confirm that this is an integrated system, that at this point, the current tax process, the tax receipts process that we have, which is highly manual and duplicative of manual steps, that disappears.
Let me say this. The system is more automated, and you will have a lot more options on the automation side. However, somebody coming in and paying at the window, you still go through that process. Now, you don't have to go through the cash register.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At this point,
you can receipt directly into the system, which, at the end of the day, when the batch is proved out, can automatically upgrade the finance package.
I mean, that's what doesn't happen now, because they do it once, they accept it, then they copy something, and then they pile it together at the end of the day.
So it'll be posted right away?
Well, it gets put at the end of the day. What happens
when the batch comes?
The batch gets proofed in the deposit slip, and then you just hit a button, and it's updated at that point.
You're proven out, basically.
I do believe that we will get the cable. I went to a big conference on this this week, but it was more for people who were already using the system.
Okay.
But I do believe it has the capability that you could bring this to the website, and people can actually look up their accounts.
That's kind of a goal we had. I know as a council, we all wanted to do that.
Payment and all that stuff.
It has to be. I mean, it's everywhere else. It has to be coming.
Well, the best way to go is ACH. ACHing the payment in because it's cheap. Usually the bank doesn't charge for an ACH payment as opposed to a credit card where
it's a fine game.
But, yeah, that's the goal down the road.
Purchase orders be going through this too, or is that
Well, as part of this, we're getting e-requisition. Now, let me just say one thing, because maybe you want to consider this. I had them come down and do an evaluation of our current hardware, and that seems to be a problem. And I'll bring that up in conjunction with...
Well, we've been talking about this for about a year now.
So Carolyn got quotes. Okay, and I want to say they run around the $20,000 range?
20-something, yes.
Yeah, okay. The cheap fix is for them to come in and put a computer in that you would go through. It wouldn't be a computer that, like a server. So if you wanted to tie in, if you want to do requisitions from the firehouse, which I know is one of the goals, you would tie in from logmein.com. The departments in the town would be hardwired into this computer.
Right.
Okay, as opposed to in a network situation, they would just go in through the internet, you know, basically make the connection from their office and maybe do whatever they need to do on this system. That's the cheap fix, and that's really cheap. I think that price was somewhere around $1,000. But your servers that run anything else that you're running here apparently are from about 2005, I think they said.
Where's that end? Yeah. Take the truth.
So if you want to my recommendation is if you want to upgrade, we do it all in one shot.
Right.
Okay, are we buying or leasing hardware?
Buying.
Yeah.
Now, is there a maintenance plan on that too?
The maintenance plan on the server, there is a maintenance plan on the server. That's outside of anything that I, you know, that has nothing to do with like running the finance system at all. There is about a $12,000 maintenance package on that server, on those servers. Yeah.
We pay for all the computers, including the police department OEM.
Yeah.
From my point of view, I would like to have somebody, an expert at this point, look at our server and look at our system and make recommendations that deal with the entire thing as a global entity at this point. I don't know how far you've gone down.
Well, I think they've done that. Did you get a report back from United on that, Carolyn, on the system itself? I think that was part of the when they ended up giving us support for the system, I think that was part of it.
Yes.
Really, global, there's not that global. You know, we're not that global. We're a pretty small entity in that standpoint. And I don't really think you're running a whole lot of applications off of that service, per se.
Well, maybe we want to. For example, only have one license for, you know, 5-seat license for Word. That kind of, you know.
We went through that. It's much more expensive to do that sole licensing than to go through and just get the licenses for each machine. I found that hard to believe, but that was the case.
All right, yeah.
With Microsoft Office. We have a very high-tech person that we have as an employee. Let me tell you something. He researched this stuff to no end and has come back with so many recommendations of like all these different things. And I will ask him if you want, we can do lunch one day and you can meet with him.
You buying?
Yeah.
We'll make Chris one. But seriously, you might want to talk to him.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway.
So, what do you need from us tonight as far as the system goes?
Well, A. Move forward on the system.
Okay.
Okay. And B, if you want to move forward on the hardware, I think, you know, on the very least, the $1,000 that if we don't move forward on the hardware, I'm going to have to buy that machine for like $1,000 and they're going to do what they need to bring us up and running. Okay. That'll get us minimal. You know, it won't be networked.
I think we should move ahead for the 20 grand. I really do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we need to get to a point, and even with the purchase orders, right.
So at this
you're
point,
logging in, you're doing it, no more carbon copies, doing this, 15 sheets of paper.
At this point, you need a bond ordinance for 49 and 45 and 20.
I'm talking $50,000 or so, whatever.
45 and 20 for the server.
Well, I think, Carolyn, whatever the server quote was, I don't have any
quote. I want to say it was like 24,000.
Whatever it is.
Okay. So at this point, that whatever that number is, not to exceed 75 at this point. Right up that bond ordinance. Let's move forward.
You're offering it?
I'm offering.
Okay.
I'll second it.
And then Mr. Francis, seconded by Ms. Kane, to authorize a preparation of the bond ordinance.
Can we also at some point get a readout of what we want to do as far as what we were just talking about?
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole system, what it's going to cost, and the ability to pay online, all that stuff. That's got to tie in somewhere. We're upgrading.
Mayor Nolan, with regard to upgrading, Chief Blewett has his own separate proposal for upgrades for his hardware. Okay. I don't know if you want to incorporate that into with this.
Has anybody at the table seen it?
How much was yours?
I have to look. Mine was around $20,000 too. We just spent $6,000 to replace a portion of it. We have our own server.
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet. So I mean, we don't have no problem if we have to. Can we incorporate this later if we have to?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say,
we don't do it tonight.
I wanted to answer to the question that you asked. Included in one of the emails that went out about this system was all the other...
I know there was modules.
Right.
100%.
All those other modules are exactly what you're talking about.
Perfect.
Okay? Obviously, they're not free. But
of course.
You can add to the system down the road.
But it's also not $10,000, so...
I didn't price any of the modules out. But it has a licensing module, it has a dog licensing module, it has an inventory module, it has a workup module for the garage, that kind of, it has all that stuff. But the goal right now is to get us up and back up,
right.
You know, and get us more modernized.
Okay,
so let's
now when this all happens, they'll come in and train us?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because even like for the emergency services, if they're going to be doing it remotely, they need to know how to do it.
You're going
to
be, it's pointless.
Yeah, okay.
Just have to know the way to count.
Which you'll give us a list, right? Huh? You'll give us a list of accounts.
It's an inside joke.
So we have a motion for Mr. Francine, a second by Mrs. Kane to authorize Mr. Pfeffer to have a bond ordinance prepared.
Do a roll call.
Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Null?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank
Moving
you, Steve.
Moving on to Memorial Project update.
Who's presenting Memorial Project update?
It's up to you. I have no problem. Basically, we just wanted to give an update. They did have the event back on, I guess, the 10th of September, and we've moved forward from there. The project will encompass the installation of sod, the electric... being proposed for both the Memoria project, the flagpoles, and the pedestrian lighting is a joint venture. Doesn't include us upgrading the main electrical service at this point. We are getting pricing on that, but in order to have that up and running for the event that's coming up, they are working on sprinkler system and other things that they've got included in their project, and it's moving along very quickly. So just wanted to give a brief update in case anyone had any questions. It was labor intensive. I want to thank Mr. Francie and the group and Tara that were down there removing the wood chips that were put in place just so the event could go off a couple weeks ago. But that all had to be removed so that the sod could be put in. So there's a lot of effort that went into that. So
when they finish, they're going to fix the sidewalks, April?
We hope so.
No.
We'll hold them.
No. When they finish, they're going to fix the sidewalks.
The official dedication is October 23rd.
Yes.
I put copies of that announcement in the public packets.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. No street pump.
I believe that was Councilman O'Neill.
Yeah, we have to take some look at the no street pump here and see what we're going to do. I suggest we have maybe somebody from Dale's office come down. Or if you have any plans, because it's not working.
Okay.
You know, Mr. Urbanski is good enough to go down out day or night to turn it on. But sometimes when you turn it on, it doesn't work or whatever it might be. And we got to get it straightened out. After the hurricane, the electrical part of it sunk into the ground and stressed the wires, which pulled apart up in the top and it wouldn't work. We got that fixed, but we have to make a solid repair to this here.
Mr. Hill, can we incorporate that into our FEMA application?
Yes. As a matter of fact, because of the damage that was done, that is one of the items that we want to put in there. It's pretty obvious with the bulkhead and possibly getting the bulkhead there done too, wrapping that all into the more we can stretch it for that particular project, absolutely.
If it's okay with you when we're done with this list on other business, before we go to public, I'd like you to speak to that meeting you
want to talk about.
So
what I'd like to add to what Rick said, what we need to do is that we need to make that electric pump easily run on a generator.
Right. That's what I was going to add. We've got to get a generator down
there.
Well,
we have generators. We have plenty of generators. We didn't use them, for example, at the storm. They're sitting around. Right? So we could have moved one to that pump. pump station, but we had no way to interconnect it. So,
Dale, can you give us an assessment on there for what we're looking to do and get that to Mr. Hill, please?
Sure.
And Mr. Hill, do you follow up on obviously whatever we got to do temporarily to.
We did have the temporary repairs made, as I understand. The automatic switch still isn't working properly.
That hasn't worked in 10 years.
Really? 10 years?
No, I'm only here
worked.
6 months.
It's working.
It's working. It will work. Time, but there is a problem. There's also a problem with refuse off the road. Soda bottles, water bottles, all that kind of
right,
stuff.
Right, I'll go down. Sure.
It goes down there. Something has to be figured out with the invert of it. So the water goes through the pump when it doesn't need to run. It doesn't run all the time when it's at high tide.
Thank you, guys. New Jersey Environmental Infrastructure Financing Program.
Mr. Movner.
You like that, huh?
Thank you, Mayor. Real quick, this is there's a document that the Infrastructure Trust is making all applicants fill out moving through the funding process. Basically, it's a services agreement to state that you are on board with A, moving the project forward, B, you have somebody on board to oversee the contract inspection of the project. So basically, it's what we talked about earlier this year. The time has come to pretty much move forward and get this project out to bid. In order to stay in this funding cycle, there's an affidavit for professional services has to be executed, as well as an engineering agreement. I believe a copy of those were in the package. Was that correct? It's nothing I need to do tonight, but I need you to be aware of it. We're going to need to address this one way or the other, probably by the November meeting.
But if only meeting in November?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know your time frame, so that's fine. Does anybody have any comments? I know Chris will want to.
Well, at this point, should we be doing this agreement before we go out to referendum to the residents to have them sign on to... funding the pump, the flood control project,
Mr. Franks. I guess that would be up to the table on what you want to do. If you want to stay in this funding cycle, which is the current cycle you're in, you'd have to get this executed to keep everything in place, including advertising the project, moving it to bidding, and I believe you have to award by I want to say February, maybe early March. If you're going to wait for a referendum, then what you would do is it would be extended to the next funding cycle. Another planning document would be submitted to get the next cycle, but your plans and everything, your permits are all in place. The only thing that would do is your permits are time sensitive. Over, I think it's 5 years, I think is the one. So that would be the only drawback, I guess, if you will. But it'd be up to you as a governing body on how you want to handle that.
And we won't have any solid information on grants until when?
The FEMA, the original FEMA application isn't due to the end of October. So however long it takes for them to review and say approve or approve or allocate a funding amount, it may take a couple months after that. It's tough to say when they would come back in with that.
And I guess I'm not sure with all of what you're saying. All right, should we move ahead with this application, which is committing us to...
It's basically committing to moving the project forward. What it does, it puts an agreement in place for us to design, or not to design, but to inspect and administer the contract. Obviously, that money doesn't get spent if it doesn't go to construction. But it puts that agreement in place, which will satisfy the EIT requirement to keep the project in the current funding cycle.
What are we on the line for if we go forward tonight?
Well, you wouldn't have to go forward tonight, but it would be
well,
a
the November meeting. November.
Right, it would be a bond ordinance for the project. Would you do the first year, would it be?
Entire project.
How much?
Which would be $4 million.
$4 million. Here's the thing that's a little bit of a timing issue because I think we gotta go because it's EIT, we get a waiver for the down payment and we go before the local finance board. It's just the formality, but we have to go before the local finance board.
Mr. Halfacre, from a legal standpoint, if we go to a referendum, they're really looking at us next November, correct?
No.
No?
No, we could do that.
Well, you could
have a special election.
Well, I mean that's pretty expensive.
You can do that money gets expensive.
Right. That too.
So the reality is, and you can't do that in a primary, right? It has to be in November?
No, you could probably pick it. You'd have to get permission from the county board of elections.
Well, you could. I thought because of the dollar amounts, you had to wait till the general. Could be
no,
wrong.
I'm not aware of that.
That's what I was told. I could be wrong. It wasn't by an attorney.
We're talking $4 million. No, it's not going to be crazy. It's $4 million?
Yes, that's what the bond would be. And that, I don't have the exact dollar value, but that the project itself is approximately $4 million overall, everything.
Plus the issuance costs and all of whatever that's going
to
come
to. I think you could do it at any time there's a, not a, any time there's a townwide election.
Okay.
School board.
Including school board?
Right.
I'll have to double check school boards, but primaries for sure.
Okay.
I can certainly find out. I can probably have an answer by the end of the meeting.
How does it get on
how public
ballot?
Comments go. You have to file
it's
a
resolution.
You have to file a resolution with the county board
so
of elections.
So it's a vote at the table here.
Oh yeah.
To put it on there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. The reason I'm bringing it to your attention tonight is the DEP, you know, the EIT section, the people handling this down at the state, have contacted us, and I think they might have reached out to you, Tim, recently, just to say, hey, you know, we're getting to be that time now. Where's your agreements? How's your agreements coming along? So they're looking for these documents. So that's why I want to bring it to your attention to. You know, if we're going to move one way or the other, just to give us some thought, and probably have to do something in November if we're going to move forward with this.
So we move forward in November, we're committing the $4 million plus dollars, correct?
No.
Well,
no.
Not necessarily.
What are we committing? That's what I want. What
well,
are we
we're putting the legal paperwork all in place.
Okay.
You are doing a professional service contract with T&M. How much you spend against that professional service contract, he would have to answer. But as far as if you go to bid, he's talking about. If you go to bid, then you are committed.
But this would start the process to go to bid.
Yeah.
What if that bond is over 30 years, Steve?
Probably. Well, let me take that back. What did EIT do in the first run? 20 years?
I think it's 20 years.
20 years. Because it's an EIT issue. There, it's a reduced rate. It's a reduced interest rate. It is a very favorable program as far as the financing goes. And no down payment is required. You had to do this when we first got into this. There was a different mayor in that seat. The issue was the down payment, and that's why we decided to go to EIT, this Infrastructure Trust Program by the state.
They changed that.
They changed what?
Did they change that program? Or we just have found another program.
No, we're still in the same
it's
program.
It.
Okay.
It's
but because we went to that program, we will get a waiver on the down payment, which
okay.
Would be over $200,000.
What are we looking at, you know?
Yeah, did you bust it out a little bit?
That's going to say.
We have those runs.
We have those runs. I don't have them with me, but we have those runs. I can email everybody tomorrow?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll get you a hard copy.
Thank you.
It's like a chisel.
Okay, so we're going to obviously talk about this at the first meeting in November.
Right, now just so you're aware, too, the FEMA money that we're applying for is basically for the whole ball of wax. So even though you're successful in moving forward with this loan with EIT, the FEMA money, intended FEMA money, is to cover your costs. It's basically to cover what you would expend without it. It's to cover the borough share of this project.
$4 million.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what we're applying for. Whether you'll be successful with that, Rick, right now, I can say it's zero, $4 million, anything else.
Correct.
But that we're looking to get this whole project funded, and we have not been told that we're asking for too much with FEMA yet.